Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, I want to do something a little different. Instead of talking about three separate cancellations, I want to spend extended time learning from the amazing work being done at American Movie Classics Networks to properly warn people about the problematic content of their movies and TV shows. Most recently, AMC adopted the practice of placing a content warning on the movie Goodfellas, which read, "This film includes language and/or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers." Well, it is about time that somebody realized that made men have feelings too. And we celebrate AMC for thoughtfully reminding viewers that movies which portray Italian Americans as racketeering criminals or which disparagingly propagate negative stereotypes about members of the mostly peaceful social club commonly referred to as the mafia may be unhealthy and mean. Now, some people have objected that this film is a highly accurate portrayal of the life of an actual mobster turned FBI informant named Henry Hill. Well, perhaps. But given the historic marginalization and the many, many microaggressions committed against members of organized crime families, it is important to remind people that mobsters are people too. If you insult them, do they not cry on the inside? And besides, you should always remember your Glichtenberg dogmas on Thought Control Volume 5. Content warnings are not merely about protecting sensitive people from disturbing material. Content warnings are also an essential tool for training a society to second-guess all of its communications and to become afraid to speak freely for fear of offending anyone. A silenced people is a compliant people. Amen. Now, obviously, the movie Goodfellas is filled to overflowing with profanity, drug consumption, and violence, but only the refined sensibilities of the arts mediators at AMC were able to realize that unkind portrayals of the mob were the real menace lurking in this movie, for which we applaud them. However, since AMC shows a wide selection of older films, many of which have problematic elements, we do have some advice for other content warnings they should consider. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but it should help get the trigger alert juices flowing. For The Princess Bride, warning, this film contains negative depictions of Sicilians, giants, magicians, princes, grief-stricken Spaniards, and six-fingered men. However, it does portray at least one pirate in a positive light after the decades-long smear campaign against ship captains who practice non-traditional income strategies. For the movie Alien, warning, this film promotes hostility toward extraterrestrial beings, many of which might well be helpful, friendly, and not frighteningly ferocious killing machines with acid blood and scary ooze-dripping teeth. Even those ETs which have evolved parasitic host-killing reproductive strategies should be studied and understood as they are simply living out their biological imperatives. You can't control whom you infect and rip apart, after all. For Star Wars, if you or anyone you know has ever been dismembered by a handheld laser sword or struck down during an epic battle scene in the hallway of a planet-destroying starbase, this movie may make you uncomfortable. Also, if the deaths of millions of people suddenly crying out in terror and being suddenly silenced might bother you, begin practicing your discomfort avoidance strategies now. This film also depicts cloned humans as stormtroopers, nameless, faceless villains with poor eye-gun coordination who may be slaughtered without consideration. Hardly a healthy way to prepare for the future of manufactured humans. In addition, the cultural depiction of Jawas as schemy, negative, deceptive creatures of below-average height is not kind, and not all Wookiees cheat at board games. As for the various serial shows AMC has created, such as Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Nosferatu, Hell on Wheels, and Into the Badlands, well, certainly many content warnings would be appropriate, but we suggest something like the following specifically for The Walking Dead. Warning, this feature contains depictions of negative stereotypes of the involuntarily undead as flesh-rending, virus-spreading, mindless creatures of destruction. Some viewers may find the highly derogatory portrayal of zombies troubling, especially given the repeated use of offensive slurs for them, as if they are a species of subhuman value, including but not limited to walkers, lurkers, creepers, biters, roamers, skinbags, floaters, geeks, chompers, rotters, lame brains, stinkers, freaks, and meat puppets. Civilized people should know better than to engage in such slurs for the recently reincarnated undead who are experiencing a transition in their alive status. As you can tell, we have much work ahead of us before the world is truly safe for watching television and movies, but the fine truth moderators at AMC are leading the way by reminding us that not all good fellas are bad fellas. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please take a moment to congratulate young Herschel Stoudemire, who was recently promoted to Junior Cancel Police Second Class, after he reported on two classmates making positive comments about the physical beauty of a female companion, specifically, her cute new hairdo. I know, it's difficult to hear. Even though the young woman seemed pleased by the remarks and subsequently gave both boys a hug, Herschel knew better than to take this incident at face value. He has been properly taught that girls must learn to be offended as offended by boys liking to look at them as adult feminists are by no one liking to look at them. As a result of good training, he rushed straight to the Virtue Monitor's office and filed a report. Both boys and the girl will now undergo yellow-level re-education, and Mr. Stoudemire will have 0.5 point added to his high school GPA for outstanding cultural improvement. Refreshments this week are provided by Fiddlesticks, repurposing used horsehair from violin bows as inedible dietary fiber. Just sprinkle a teaspoon of finely ground former bowstrings over your soup or salad, and let the healing follicular dust start doing its work. Fiddlesticks, a symphony of flavorless health in every bottle. Important note, this product does not taste like virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.